First up, with a growing elderly population whose cognitive abilities are declining, could robots help jog memories and support elderly people in their daily activities, whilst also keeping them socially active? I met Goldie Neugert. She's director of the Institute for Robotics and Mechatronics at Toronto University. She spoke at the Society's evening public lecture on how robots can help the elderly.
The idea is that we're trying to design socially assistive robots that can help the elderly. Robot can engage people in recreational activities, memory games, as well as help them with activities of daily living that they may find difficult to do on their own.
And these are 3D walking, talking robots that can also emotionally and socially engage with the elderly.
Right, so the idea is to have natural communication between a robot and a person. So just like we display expressions through our face and body and through what we say, the robots do exactly the same thing, and they're embodied in their environment so that, you know, they have a better engagement tool with people, so the person can be engaged looking at a physical 3D robot in front of them.
Do they look a little bit like a person or more like a robot? So are you almost tricking the elderly into thinking that they're interacting with a person?
So they all look very robotic. So you can actually see the metal, the wires, the plastic, and that's done on purpose. And even with the Brian robot, for example, when it moves its arms, you can hear the motors, there's noise. And that's all done because we want to make sure that people understand these are robots they're interacting with. We're not trying to fool them into thinking that these are people.
And we're now going to hear a little sample of the type of prompting and encouragement that the robot Brian can give whilst trying to help the elderly remember to eat when they've got Alzheimer's.
That's a good helping of food you have there. Please take a bite.
So Brian prompts a person through the steps of eating by encouraging them to, for example, you know, pick up their utensil, bring the food to their mouth, tells jokes during that time. And the idea is that, you know, during the interaction, the robot is happy when the person's doing it. It displays facial expressions, happy, big smile, excited voice, and gestures, body language. Like, it gets excited, does a little dance when the person eats properly. And at the same extent, we also do a few different expressions where the robot will get sad if a person gets disengaged in eating. So if they get distracted and look away, the robot tries to re-engage them by getting sad that they're not interacting with it anymore. And so kind of that's the idea of the, you know, how we display expressions too. When a person's interacting with us, the robot uses that to keep a person engaged in eating.
Some people with Alzheimer's might not remember how to make a meal, and so you've developed Casper to help with that.
Yes, so Casper, and the idea is that when it's mealtime, for example, Casper can go find a person, bring them to the kitchen, and really prompt them through the steps and make it a fun activity, you know, recipe finding what they want to make, and then go through the steps and show videos of how to exactly make the food, and then so that the person will enjoy eating the food after, and they have some, you know, encouragement to do so.
And then Tangi is a robot that assists with playing bingo.
Yeah, so Tangi is a group robot. So it's, the idea is that it facilitates, you know, a few people, you know, 5 to 10 individuals playing a bingo game. And the robot provides encouragement, calls out the bingo numbers, help if, you know, someone forgot to mark, for example, a bingo number.
B12 was previously called. Please mark this number on your card. Wow, you are getting close to having bingo.
And then again celebrates with a person when they win bingo.
And how do the elderly react to these robots? I mean, we're talking about a generation that weren't brought up with computers. So how do they react? Do they really engage with the robot?
The robot engagement or interaction with a person is very natural. The person doesn't have to learn how to use the robot, for example, right? It's pretty much the same way we interact with a person, another person. So the idea here is that the robot is engaging and displays expressions and behaviors similar to how we do. So that learning curve is gone. So this whole idea of using technology that you've never used before, the ease of use of the robot promotes its acceptance.
One part of the reason for studying this is it to try and replace carers, human social interaction, humans that would normally help and support these activities for the elderly. And is that ethical?
That's a very good question. So robots are being designed, in our case, to help the healthcare professionals. So we do actually, a lot of our interactions is with the healthcare professionals themselves to find out what their needs and wants are. And really we're trying to design robots as assistants or tools that they can use so they can focus their attention on, you know, high level tasks that they need to do and only they can do, and the robot can supplement them. A lot of the jobs, there's a lot of turnover rates because, you know, people go in, they're very overwhelmed and they leave the job. So the idea is that we help use the robots to minimize stress and the workload that they have, especially since we have this growing population of elderly people, right? And we need to take care of them, find a way. So we want to assist both the elderly individuals, right, to benefit, but as well as the healthcare professionals in, you know, helping them do some of this repetitive tasks that the robot could take over for them.
And at the moment, how much would Casper cost?
So I should mention they're all kind of at the research and development stage. So the good thing about our robots is that we're trying to use off-the-shelf components, right? So a lot of the sensors can just be easily purchased and integrated. So we've kept the costs down in designing and developing these robots. So to build something like Casper or Brian has cost us maybe $5,000 to $10,000 to do. And the idea is that, you know, as mass production happens of these robots, we can keep the costs affordable so that people can buy them.